Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight, we cover Below Deck Legacy, Season 11, Episode 11, titled Royal Rumble. Sean, make a wish, man. We got a little 11-11 action here. Took us almost 12 years to accomplish this. In tonight's episode, we conclude on a day off. Barbie makes a very awkward toast. And then turns over a new leaf for what seems like the ninth time this season. Ben said Sunny, I'd say mixed signals, but I think he's just being truthful. We do get a new lead deckhand, so Ben can do other stuff and freeze himself up to do I don't know what. And then Chef has a pretty tough episode here. Continue from last episode, just can't get out of his own way. And Captain takes a further interest in the interior to see if Frazier's for real on Barbie's actions. So, Sean, let's conclude with the day off and night out, because there's really two storylines there. The first one is Barbie and Frazier, and the second one is Ben and Sonny.
Yeah, so last episode ends. It seems like Barbie wants to go home. That was kind of misleading. Because her mom tells her not to quit, and Barbie, to her credit, is in a quitter. She may be a quiet quitter, or she was trying to be the last week by not talking, but isn't a quitter. She does give a weird toast during dinner. No one knew how to react to.
So here's the thing I feel about Barbie, is that she's the type of girl, if I were to guess, that will be like, oh, I won't quit on things, but then just act so miserable that they get fired. Or like, she'll be like, oh, I won't quit on this relationship, but then just acts awfully. And they're just like, all right, yeah, I'm just going to break up with you then. Like, you know, she just sees, oh, I'm so proud, I'm so strong, I'm so this. But then she acts horribly. And it's like the other person has to act on that.
That's true. It's kind of making them do the hard thing.
Yeah.
And look, things, weird toast, things are not in a good place. Frazier wants to get rid of her. It was ballsy of Frazier, though, to talk to Captain the next day and basically say, hey, insubordination is grounds for firing. We should fire her. I just knew Captain wasn't gonna go along with that.
Yeah, I agree, because Captain's already pushed back and been like, is she good at her job? And I actually think Frazier's not coming off great here, because even Captain said, like, he's like, 2 days ago you told me she was doing great and she turned over a new leaf. And so, like, there's this like back and forth when it's like, I can see why Captain Carey's thinking, hey, this Frazier guy is acting too much on emotion.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, Frazier's not consistent with his story. And I don't know if Barbie deserves to be fired. Sometimes I would hate to have an employee like her. Sometimes I wouldn't mind it. It depends, right? But Captain, to his credit, kind of mentions, like, look, we have to find a replacement stew first. That's hard. And also, look, he calls Frazier out for bringing up, like, the weird toast at dinner. It's like, that's not grounds for firing someone.
Right.
Like, being weird during their day off. Like, that's not a reason to fire anyone like that. Unless they're, like, behaving, like, inappropriately, which she wasn't. So, I don't get what Frazier's trying to accomplish with that meeting with Captain. Well, I know what he was. It was trying to get Barbie fired, but he didn't paint he didn't draw again a picture of why she should be fired, though.
And that's so true. Cause I don't think, like, Captain doesn't have all the examples of insubordination. And I really don't think there is grounds for it. I think she was acting poorly and she was acting like a child, but I don't know if she's going to get fired over it, especially when there's four charters left. She is a good stew. She's just a huge pain in the ass to work with.
It was funny. I'd have to check tape on this. It feels like captains are less likely to fire stews than like Deck ends.
Because one of them is a liability to the boat.
Yeah.
The other one is just, depending on what they're doing, maybe a liability to the enjoyment of guests.
Yeah. Like,
and they're both important, but one of them's more important.
Yeah, that must be it. Like, Down Under last year, that guy, Adam. Adam's the one from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Everyone liked him. Hard worker. But he didn't know what he was doing. And yeah. Kevin Jesus is like, he's got to go. Yeah, no, and that's a good point.
And I think that's a bigger deal because, especially if, like, the captain knows he's not up to the job, I think the captain's liable. Like, if I know this deckhand can't cut it, and then something happens to the boat because I had somebody on board that couldn't cut it, it's my ass on the line.
Where if it's a third stew, honestly, who cares?
Right. The laundry wasn't done right. You know, listen, I know they do more than that, but at the end of the day, it's not saving lives. None of it is, probably.
Yeah. And then Captain suggests that Frasier and Barbie talk. Barbie says all the right things.
Like, she's always going to, Sean. She's always going to play this like, oh yeah, I respect Frasier so much. I really love his tutelage. And then, like, honestly, like, by the end of the next episode, she'll be bitching about him again.
Oh, 100%.
She's doing this, like, princess thing that probably always works on her dad. And it's just, like, I mean, check tape. Like,
do you think she should have been fired? Not based on what Captain Carey knows, because then definitely not, or the circumstances, but like just the weird passive aggressive, quiet quitting thing she did last episode.
I kind of think, yeah. So listen, I know she's a huge pain in the ass to Frasier. I think her lack of respect to him had a bigger impact on him than she did on the boat and the guests' ability to have a good time. Like,
that's true.
I think he was being brought down by it a lot, but I mean, from a boat perspective, I mean, she's fine. She's probably better than the average stew you're going to get. So,
yeah, well, she might be the worst stew because Paris is good.
Yeah, Paris is good.
Paris is good. Speaking of, Ben was giving Paris a lot of attention on the day off and kind of comes to a head, would you say during dinner? Yeah, during dinner.
Yeah, so this was a really weird situation. And obviously he was, I don't know if he was like touchy-feely. He was a little touchy-feely. Like there was the thing on the knee and there was this, but like, I don't know. Like that's two people from Australia. Maybe they just kind of like click like that. Like even, what did she say? She's like, eight guys probably touched my ass today. She's like, I don't know, it's fine. So I think she just has this like flirty aspect. And the other problem is that Sonny has the opposite of like a laissez-faire kind of deal where like Ben showed Paris just the least bit of attention and Sonny all of a sudden felt disrespected in multiple ways. I thought it was a bit of an overreaction from Sonny.
Yes, I agree. Because it's Ben. Like, I just don't think he's a settle-down guy at all. He's a bosun from Australia. I don't know. It was hilarious during dinner. And so Ben's not sitting next to Sonny. Barbie suggests that they switch seats so he can sit next to her. Then I think he asked Paris for her Instagram. Sonny hears that. She moves her spot. Ben asks her, like, hey, we need to, let's chat. Let's go have a cigarette. And then Paris tries to come with them. That was very funny. Like, oh, I thought we were all going to smoke a dart.
Yeah. I think Paris is just kind of like, a little bit like oblivious, but she's also new to this. Like she, I don't think she, I think she knows there's something weird going on, but she's not like, I'm not, you know, she's not like gonna bend the knee to Sunny just because there's something there. Yeah, that was hilarious though. That would have been so funny if she just went with them and then they just had a weird cigarette and came back. But hey, in the, when they went to go talk about it, Ben's like, listen, I don't, he's like, we're not an item. We're not dating. We are hooking up. He's like, but we've got half the season left. Maybe by the end we are an item. And I think Sonny's just like, we're not in the same space. And I listen, there was a whole thing of, they were drinking all day. Like,
yeah,
I know. It's just, I do think this like song and dance with Sonny is going to get real old for Ben, who is a flirty guy.
Very flirty guy. He does have a natural chemistry with Paris. Maybe it's just a friendship chemistry. I don't know. He has chemistry with Zandy too, though. So he's just one of those guys.
Good for him.
I do like he's going to reward Sunny with a relationship if she, she does a really good job. Like, he, that's kind of good tactic though, right? Like, I'm such a prize. You have to yeah. earn this. You have to earn me calling you my girlfriend. And probably unrelated. So obviously she's feeling awful the rest of the night. Next morning, they chat. They kind of get on the same page. And then Ben just decides that Sunny's Lee Deckhand.
Is it unrelated, Sean?
I don't think so.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Because he's a little different around here the next morning. So he knows she's upset. I think he felt a little bit guilty. And look, Dylan should have been Lee Deckhand. Even Barbie agreed too. And Barbie and Sunny are good friends. He has more experience. The not knowing the boat as well thing is stupid because he just got there. He's going to know the boat just as well as her very shortly. And we got footage of him showing Sunny what to do a bunch the previous charter when he just got there. I know you don't care about Lee Deckhand. I know you think it's a made-up job title.
Yeah, probably. All it does is creates drama. So I honestly think Dylan's like a plant. Like, I think he's a plant that they were like, we need to bring someone on who has experience. And then Ben's going to have this dilemma and he's going to pick Sonny. He's always going to pick Sonny. And so, yes, should Sonny probably not have gotten the lead deckhand? Here's the thing. It seems to me like Dylan has been this, like, I just want everyone to have a good time. I want to be great vibes, great this, great that. And then all of a sudden he doesn't get lead deckhand and he's got spoiled grapes and he's just talking to everyone. I honestly think this is staged.
Okay. Well, let's get to it. Because it's such like a obvious narrative.
Yeah.
Everything about Dylan is a little sus. From like, hey, is this guy a producer plant? Why is this guy in Vanderpump Rules? Where is this guy actually from? And he does seem he has some boat skills. But yeah, it just lined up too perfectly as a storyline. Yeah. It's a little bit
I really
too
do.
Tidy. And is it like a... was it like a Bravo DEI initiative? Like, we need more women in leadership positions on boats So, like every other season, the lead deckhand has to be a woman. I'm not trying to be a Fox News conspiracy theory guy. That's not whatsoever. But I don't. Yeah, it just so like okay, Belodec Med last season. Lara was named lead deckhand. That
Yeah,
felt real because she
that
was.
felt real. I think she 100% earned it. Laura was such a badass. I killed it that whole season.
Yes. This just feels a little odd, but maybe it's not that. Maybe it is just a weird Ben wants to continue to have sex with Sunny without calling her his girlfriend. So he's gonna name her Lee Deckhand to keep her quiet. Now, Dylan has every right to be pissed about that. But you're right, as an overall storyline, it feels a little bit too neat and tidy.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And now
It
you've
feels
got this
very
Dylan
obvious.
guy. Yeah, you've got this Dylan guy. We didn't really know his story ahead of time. We didn't really know his story. Found out he was on another show. Now all of a sudden he's got 4 years of experience, which honestly, maybe he does. But how are you gonna bring this guy in who has 4 years of experience and then give it to the girl who was like super pumped to like drive a tender like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, because
Now
she shows initiative. That was basically when he was running through all the candidates. He's like, Kyle, this guy's brand new. Fine, whatever. Dylan has knowledge and experience, but he doesn't know the boat that well, as I said, because he just got there. Sonny has initiative, but no experience. Initiative isn't good enough, I don't think.
Now, and you're 100% right. Here's so the thing is even Kyle went up to Ben after the fact and was like, I think you made the right decision. So like
That doesn't mean anything, but Captain Carey wasn't like against it.
no, I mean Captain Carey was actually like on board with it, but I'm just like things just like you said, things just kind of happened way too tidy, I think was the word you said. Things just happen to fall into place here. It seems a little
We
odd.
called this a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
So I don't know. Yeah. He Dylan's rightfully pissed.
and don't get me wrong, I think the experience Sunny's going to gain from this is exponential. I'm glad she got it. That like I don't want anyone to think I'm like upset that a woman got bosun. That's couldn't be or Lee Deckhand could not be further from the truth. I think this is phenomenal experience for Sonny. It just seems like it just kind of happened with this whole Dylan coming on, tons of experience. Ben, like, I'm not trying to bury the lead here. What is Ben's plan to do now? Like, what was the point of leading D Lee Deckhand? He's not like a part-time engineer that we sometimes see, in which he like needs time to be in the engineer room. Like he never seemed that busy. So why was he like, I just need to name a lead deckhand? It just seemed like something that just didn't need to happen.
Yeah, what pressure is in the lead deckhand? Like for precisely what?
You got me, man.
I don't know. And yeah, like back to the that you raised a great opportunity for Sonny. That's just not how the world works.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't just imagine if Sonny had way more experience than Dylan. And he picked Dylan to be the lead deckhand. Think how that would go. Like,
Not good. Not good.
right? That's just, I don't know. I think experience should be a major factor here, but doesn't create as good of a storyline. So we think, all right, we don't know for sure that this is all producer intervention. Just feels a little bit like it. The episode ends with Ben confronting Dylan. Because at first he acts like he's cool with it. Like he's like inside, he's enraged, but he's like saying, Sonny, great job. And then he kind of talks to Barbie and
Zandy.
Xandi and Paris a little bit. It's funny he talks to like all the girls.
Yeah.
Now, how he's pissed a girl got the job over him. But they're all kind of like, Yeah, you have some good points, actually. You probably deserved it. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, it's not going to make Ben change his mind. That'd be pretty funny if he did, though.
And it just seems odd to me that this kid goes from being like this like lovable, energetic. We didn't love him, but he wanted to be lovable, energetic, like vibes guy. And then now all of a sudden he's sourpuss about the lead deckhand, which like I don't know, man. You weren't even on this boat 2 weeks ago. You weren't even on this boat 6 days ago. Like, what do you mean you're upset you're not lead deckhand?
Well, I think he could be though, because
No,
of the ex because of the experiencing.
I don't disagree, but like
You
who
think
jumps on?
the attitude change is weird?
That's what I'm talking about. It just seems
Well,
weird.
he was a fake fun guy. That's right. He's like the type of guy to vote for himself class clown in like high school,
Yep,
right? Like
fair.
he's a fake vibes guy. He's a pretty just average guy.
He ran for class clown. Like he had
Like
posters.
he asked other people to vote for him, class clown.
Yeah, just write me in, man. Just write me in if you could.
All yeah, and it's also like a fake humble thing because he's really good looking too, but he doesn't want any of the looks awards.
No.
He wants
Most likely to be on two Bravo shows.
I think
I feel like
Chef
any.
Anthony.
Yeah. The guy, see, Chef Anthony is he's like a self-esteem guy. He needs to have a lot of self-esteem. And I'm not, he doesn't need pats on the back for other people. He needs to believe in himself. And right now he just doesn't believe in himself and it's showing. He had a bad last dinner last episode. Last charter was terrible. And this one, he's just like he's making fish for people who don't like fish. He's making vegetables for people who don't like vegetables. Like he's just not focusing because I think he's so worried about messing up that he's not focusing on doing a good job.
I think the death knell for him was, and Captain Carey was absolutely correct. End of last charter, Captain Carey told him, like, hey, it seems like you're rattled. I think that's just in his head now.
Yeah.
But he is rattled, and he's
He's
actually rattled
rattled.
all the time, making easy mistakes. Frazier's just talking down to him left and right, but with kind of good reason. Okay. We'll start with lunch. You mentioned the fish thing. Everyone got makes fish for everyone, and everyone likes fish. There's a primary doesn't like fish.
No, it's not the primary.
Or the primary. Okay, the primary didn't like the ceviche for dinner.
Right.
See, that was a problem. Okay. But for lunch, yeah. So he makes her own fish. The blonde girl was like, I don't like fish. Makes her Caesar salad. She doesn't like vegetables. John, can an adult? I understand a lot of adults don't eat vegetables. Are you allowed, though? Don't you need them to live?
I mean, the problem is, I mean, are we just going to Joe Rogan podcast this one? Like, are
Just
we talking,
talk about multivitamins every time.
are we talking multivitamins and enriched the problem with enriched flour? I don't know, man. I think it's really weird. I think what was it? Like there was it Al Michaels, like a commentator who like didn't, he like almost like never ate a vegetable. I think it's weird. Listen, everybody is allowed to their own taste. But there are certain normalcies in the world, and I guess not eating vegetables isn't the least important one or most important one, but it's not nothing.
I didn't even know it was an option for people. And yeah, I remember going to a friend's house growing up, and everyone in the family, we were talking during dinner, and everyone in the family just agreed they didn't eat vegetables. I just didn't know that was an option for people. To me, that's like not brushing your teeth. Like, that's just not something I do. I So, like, that's a tough person to cook for.
Yeah.
If you got fish and vegetables, those are two big food groups. Then dinner's just awful. The ceviche, a lot of guests in like that. Those chicken arepas look terrible.
Yeah. No good.
I think the guests are like, hey, this is just chicken salad. And I thought the dinner was over because the guests are arguing about a drag show. I'm not sure what that was about. If what seems like 10 minutes. And then
Oh,
Frazier's like, hey.
Brandon.
Yeah, the
Brandon
guy
got
was
really
late.
worked up over something, and I think it was like knowing about the vibe of the room or the people in the room you're about to go into for a party. Listen, I don't know. I don't even think anyone else at the table cared about what Brandon was saying, so I don't care what he was saying.
I think he invited one of the guys to a bar. He invited one of the guys out, and the guy didn't know it was a drag show. And he was like, I would have liked to known that beforehand.
Okay.
Which is a weird thing to still be mad about. Like, who cares? But I don't know. Weird conversation.
Yeah.
Regardless, that's all going on. And I just assumed dinner was over. No. There is a dessert, and that took forever. Anthony can't find his ice cream scoop. Frasier is just getting really pissed. He's like, come on, chef.
Was it I think it was Paris that was like, you guys have to put this chocolate cake out. He's like, if he's like, she's like, everything will be okay if you put this chocolate cake out, but it is hell in a handbasket out there right now. I mean, listen, half the people just like got up and left, and then you had the king and queen, whatever, were like trying to console. The queen was trying to console him. It just turned into a whole mess, man. Like, I know if I go on a very expensive vacation, who I want to bring and who I don't want to bring. I can't imagine I spend all this money to bring my closest friends on a vacation and I ended up arguing with them.
It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know why these people are friends with Brandon. I don't know what the
Yeah.
connection is there. John, I think Chef might get fired.
Yeah.
He's
It's so tough too because we only have three charters left, but he's completely off his game.
got the yips.
Yep.
And maybe he doesn't quite get the American sensibility with food. I don't know. I mean, these guests had very simplistic taste buds, or some of them did, because a lot of them weren't like sure about the ceviche either. And maybe he should have just done like steak and lobster.
Yeah.
Everyone on a yacht is gonna like that. I guess except for the woman who doesn't like seafood, but she could have just had steak. I don't. He's trying to do too much, and but it doesn't look like enough. Like, those chicken arepas look terrible. So I don't see it. I don't see it turning around enough. And Captain Carey's pissed, and he knows he's rattled. And I think that's
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's tough. How do you find a new chef with 12 days left of charter season, you know?
I think next episode starts with Captain Carey making a call to the staffing agency.
Yeah. All
Yeah.
right, we'll see what happens.
All right, John, do we talk go to awards?
Yeah, I think we go to awards.
Did you want me to
Also,
start?
nope, because I want you to steal it. I took Paris. So,
Okay. Paris won.
yeah, I think she had a very strong episode considering she's just coming in. Xandi loves her. I don't know how Barbie feels about her. Ben really seems to like her. It's weird. Frasier seems to, I mean, she's just came in. She's great on camera. She's going to ruffle some feathers. She good stew. Good stew. Good person to have on the show.
Okay. Yeah, no, Paris is awesome. A natural yachty. a great stew. She's already better than Barbie, it seems like. And I don't know. Her and Ben probably doesn't happen now, but we'll see. I'm keeping an eye on that regardless.
Yeah.
Jammy winner is Captain Carrie. I think I like how he handled the Barbie situation based on the information he knew. He really shut Fraser down in that meeting. And I think he always has his eye where it needs to be.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't really seem to care about the lead deck thing that much, like whether it was Sonny or Dylan. And look, I think it's unfair to Dylan, but in the grand scheme, that job doesn't matter. But he knows Chef Anthony's fucking up, and he's going to die on that because that actually matters.
Yep.
So I like is the word discretion?
Demeanor?
I don't know. I like where he puts his attention as a captain.
I love what he's doing this season, man. I think he's a super strong captain. And like, listen, you have big shoes to fill with Captain Lee, but I really do think he's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. Loser was kind of, there's a lot of options here. Who'd you pick for who lost the episode?
I think this was a big episode for Chef Anthony to prove himself. I think he really didn't have too many obstacles. Okay, great. I think they said Brandon said he's picky. One person doesn't like fish or vegetables. That shouldn't have thrown you off your game that much. So he's got this compounding effect where he's letting the two charters go affect him last charter, and he's having both of them affect in the next charter. So, you know, it's tough.
They're really easy mistakes, man. Like, you got the sheets out in front of you, the preference sheets, just read them. And I like Anthony. Like, I'm rooting for him every meal, and it never works out. He reminds me a little bit of Kiko from Below Deck Med season 5. Like, I'm rooting for the guy, but I know in my heart he probably shouldn't be a yacht chef in this boat.
Yeah.
Jam, my loser was Dylan, because look, his good looking guy, none of the girls like him, romantically at least. He's trying to be a vibes guy, no one's vibing with him. And he has like as much experience as Ben. And probably could be a bosun if his experience is real, which we don't know. And he can't even get a lead deckhand job. So nothing's really working out for Dylan.
Yeah.
Like, what? If anything, this has not been a confidence boosting experience beyond the show.
No, he's had a rough go. I mean, it's not like he's a real likable guy. So I'm having a hard time that he's having a rough go. It just is what it is.
His time in the show is equivalent of being on The Bachelorette or Bachelor and going home the first night.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing's really gone well. So, and I feel like he's going to be kind of a punchline.
Yeah.
If that's how this thing goes.
Unfortunately, I think it's just I think Ben's not like confusing, but like, I think he's confusing a little bit of like knowledge and capability to do the job with like being a glue guy. And so like Sunny seems like a great glue guy, but who knows? I don't know if she could be a leader. She's still asking all these questions. Listen, great for Sunny though. She's going to get a lot of experience, and I hope she runs with the opportunity to be a lead deckhand.
You know, if you're Kyle, you probably would rather have Sunny as your kind of boss.
I agree.
Right. She's nice. She's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
I pick her rather than Dylan if I'm Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, John, should we wrap it up there?
Yeah. Everyone, thanks for watching. Sean, maybe 5-6 episodes left, and we're calling it a season.
Exciting. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bon voyage.